There's something going on now on this earth that has never happened before, and a lot of the mysteries that even the Bible doesn't bring a heck of a lot of light to are going to come to light. And I don't understand why I don't consider myself to be anything other than just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow I've been given knowledge of things that isn't extra biblical. It's in the Bible, but been hidden, and it's coming. It's opening now, and things are coming clear that have never come clear before. Like you mentioned, for example, you know, these wheels within the wheels. Well, people have speculated on this mysterious language in the book of Ezekiel forever. And some say, oh, these are flying saucers. They're not flying saucers. This is explaining a group of angels called the Ophanim. The word Ophan means wheel. And these are the ones that were swept away by Lucifer. And two-thirds of them became demonic powers of deception in this world. And they pray. And they are able to take language and concoct codes against you to deceive your mind. It's a terrible dilemma that human beings are in, because unless you're grounded,
right,
unless you're really grounded to the truth, you could easily be taken off. And that happened to me for many, many years when I was trying to find my way, you know, after that event. I mean, I knocked on a lot of doors and gotten myself in a lot of trouble, had a lot of mental diseases. And if it weren't for Christ, I would be a nutcase. But over many, many years, you know, and running into people that were very humble and don't want to be known, I've been taught, trained, and prepared for this time to bring to the world the true knowledge of particularly this issue about the Great Pyramid. But even beyond that, you know, there's so much more that the world needs to know, and it's coming. We're going to see, George, proliferation's beginning to happen. I see it on TV all the time. That was one on last night about UFOs, and people are coming forward, and there's been a lot of suppression of knowledge.
Sure.
By the governments of the world, and in disciplines of, like, education have kept, look what's happening in Egypt with the knowledge of the pyramids. It's been kept down, and these are the wardens that control a lot of our thought life, and all that's going to be overcome.
The world
is being prepared. People of the world, and it's the world. The year 2012 to me is a joke. We're going to be here a lot longer than that, and because we have a long journey to prepare for what our destiny is as a race, the human race. We're all brothers and sisters. Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile or a Muslim or a Christian, every person on this planet we're related to. We are family, and this family, this Earth family, has got to transcend our cultures. We have to transcend our genetics. We have to transcend our religious biases and be healed. We're sick. We're in a prison, and we're blind and naked, and we can't see. And there's something that's going to happen. It's going to sweep the world. It might take 100 years for it to happen. I don't know. But that our destiny is to travel into space.
What if we were genetically made, though, Ken, to be what you just said, the victims of the prison planet, that we're constantly full of hate and war and just all these things? What if it's just in us?
It is in us. And the problem started when we were... See, this is the big conundrum. And this is what the Christian world doesn't understand. This is why the Egyptians, you know, mummified people and took out their remains. They didn't want to have any opportunity for the spirit to come back into human flesh, because they knew that they wanted to get out of here. They knew that you know, they inviscerated the body and put them in jars, put the vital organs in jars, because they didn't want that spirit of that person to come back, the spirit of that being to come back into that human body. They didn't want reincarnation. They're trying to prevent it. And that's what mummification was all about. And we've never understood that. Well, if you go back into the Bible, you'll find that in the book of Job and places throughout the Bible that we pre-existed our humanness. You know, that's what the Christian world
Sure.
believe. It says, to whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to his image. There was a foreknowledge of God of us. And we were the angels that warred. We were the angels that warred, and that's forbidden in the heavens. And because of that, we were cast into flesh. And then it was complicated by Eve's transgression when she went into the West Garden and ate from a tree that sickened her genetics. And that complicated the predicament. And that's why the Father had to come down here to rescue us and redeem us in the person of Jesus. He is our Father. And he had to come into this world to salvage us.
All right, now bring this back to the pyramid.
Well, I will, but let me finish what I was saying. And so we were ancient beings that had to come to this world and live out a prison term and ended in death. And that's not the natural order of God's progression. He's eternal. We're eternal. But we have to go through this sentence of death on us in a prison planet, shackled in, you know, emotions and limited mind circuitries. And that's what the pyramid is all about. It's showing us where we came from. We came from a war in heaven. We're here on earth, and we have to transcend. That's what the pyramid, the inner structure of the pyramid is a metaphor, the inner let me call it transcension from human consciousness to divine consciousness, and where we're going. We're going to travel the stars. The prophets predicted it. In Isaiah, it says, "Have not I called you that I might not plant the heavens?" Not heaven, the heavens. That's a reference to the universe. So we're in preparation, and we've been under preparation for thousands of years to travel into space.
Well, is the pyramid a symbol or a workable structure?
Well, it's both. It was a workable structure because it was utilized for observing the stars. It had a metaphoric meaning in the empty coffer, and it has a symbolic meaning as well.